I met Al. I was going to speak, and it's on the Wee area. A lot of people asked us this year about do something about the area, history thing on the area narcotic or the Wee area Narcotics Anonymous. I met Al in my first institution. That was 1991. They took us down the hall to a meeting. It's called Give Yourself a Break Sunday night at the hospital, and he was set up at the table where he was a trusted servant. I ain't sure. I can't remember exactly what he did. But I remember him intimidating me. I'm thinking, man, this guy looks scary, you know. And then a few years later, I was speaking in an H&I thing in that same institution, and I met Pat, and I'm thinking, this guy's crazy. But when we talked about it, I said I could tell him about who was pretty much in the room when we started the Wee area in 1996, and that's the area here. And I knew Al was there, and I knew Pat was there, and some other people. And with nothing else, I give you my friend Pat L. from Give Yourself a Break.
Thanks, brother.
I'm a recovering addict. My name's Pat. Well, I'd like to thank Dan and the committee for asking me to come down here and share my experience. You know, it gives me a chance to work my program and to get in there, and it's actually been great because I've been doing some thinking. I don't know about you, but sometimes life gets so busy you forget all the stuff that you need to remember. You know, so I was doing a little bit of thinking on it. I talked to Dan. I thought it was next week, and my everything got all screwed up, but I was talking to him on the phone, and I said, I'm just going to share, you know, what I remember, and hopefully I'll remember a lot of things about it. And like Dan said, I met him in April of 95. And right away, my sponsor and everybody else that I seen coming around were doing service work. So, you know, I wanted to stay clean, so I got into service. And I was sharing earlier about my first experience. We belonged to the SWANA, Southwest Area Narcotics Anonymous. And I went to that, the first area meeting down there. I forget, where was that at? Yes, Air 2 Club. And it was crazy. I mean, the meetings we had around here were sort of small. I went down there, there was like, I think 50, I'm saying 56 GSRs. You know, and it sort of blew my mind. I'm there, wow, that's a lot of groups. And so, and it was pretty crazy. It was long. It took a long time down here. Yeah, it was probably a 3 or 4 hour deal, at least. And in that process, I got involved with H&I. And we were doing H&I, and at that time we had in Greensburg, just in Greensburg, there was 3 meetings, Wednesday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. Now, there was other meetings, you'd go to the Valley, had them, but I wasn't used to going to the Valley, you know, and traveling, and Jeanette had a meeting on Tuesdays. I mean, there was one Monday in Mount Pleasant, Tuesday in Jeanette, Wednesday in Greensburg, Saturday and Sunday in Greensburg. So, there really wasn't a whole lot of NA. And through H&I, we weren't getting any of our institutions up here, like the jails and everything else, covered. We were doing a few of them, and we started throwing up a talk of maybe starting a new area to more proficiently carry the message to the institutions that were up here, because that's how I heard my first message. I was in an institution, and these people came in and shared with me. And right away I related because they were talking crazy, and that's what I was thinking. You know how it is. You cannot. I mean, first guy I ever heard speak, I related to him right away. You know, I remember what he said. He said, you know, you're, and I thought he was looking at me and talking about me. He said, you know, our worst weapon is our tongue. We cut people inside, and we don't even see the damage we do. And I'm like, wow, man, he must have followed me around. And I started thinking about how bad my tongue is and how I can hurt other people and tear them down. So, I wanted to do that, so we just started discussing about getting an area, and we threw it around, and we decided that we were going to try and start a new area so that we could more sufficiently, the real idea was to more sufficiently carry the message of recovery to our area up here, which is Westmoreland area of Narcotics Anonymous, and we threw it around, and we decided to have a go at it, and I have the minutes here. I think our first meeting was, informal meeting was in July 21st, 1996. We had nine groups. I think there were 16 people in attendance. Yeah, I counted. There were 16 people in attendance at that meeting, and we elected trusted servants. But what was cool about that for me, I had a year clean, a little over a year clean. When we threw this idea about starting a new area, there was a lot of members that had some clean time put together. They were coming out of the woodwork, so to say, and getting involved. So it was really, you know, uplifting for somebody with a year clean to see all these people coming that had 10 years, 8 years, 15 years clean and be willing to help. We had elections. We did some things wrong in elections, but we had elections and actually got most of the positions filled in a relatively short time, you know, which was great. Dan was PI chair first. That was ASR. No, you were, yeah, ASR, right? Yeah. And I was thinking back, you know, we're starting a new area and we're trying to get things together and we're adopting bylaws from SWANA. We decide to have meetings to write bylaws, to write our own bylaws. And in the process, I got elected vice chair of PI and we were looking at our area and how much the circumference of our area and all the things that needed to be done. And we were, wow, we need some money. Of course, we just started a new area and we didn't have money. So right away, we had a fundraiser for PI, which was pretty awesome. You know, that was cool when I first came in, man. It was always something to do and get involved and, you know, and it really got you feeling good. Yeah, we had a fundraiser to raise money so that we could buy basic texts to put in the libraries and signs and posters with our phone number on them to go to all the JPs. We sat down and was trying to figure out what we were going to do, and so we had a fundraiser. We had the meetings at my house in Jeanette. Once a month or twice a month. We were meeting twice a month in the beginning because it was a pretty large area, and there was a lot of things to be done. We even had a meeting where we were willing to throw out a little money. We bought pizza. And we had a meeting in the back of the Parkwood in Greensburg and had about, and that's after we had all our posters and stuff, and we bought a couple hundred posters and a couple cases of basic texts, and we had a game plan from meeting it. What really happened by starting a new area, it really gave me an opportunity to dive into Narcotics Anonymous head first. You know, because when I first came in, it was a lot of NA, so I was actually going to both fellowships and there wasn't a whole lot of positions open, and I needed Narcotics Anonymous. And when it opened, it opened the doors to really dive in head first and get involved. So that's what we did, and we game planned for getting money and for what we were going to do, and then we got a list and we had a pizza party, and it was probably about 20 people showed up. It was pretty cool, and we passed out the posters, and we got the ball rolling, so to say. And it started growing. Within 1 month, we added a new group. A new meeting started in Greensburg, which was cool. And it just continued to build. I was looking at some of this stuff by 1998. In 2 years, we went from 9 groups to 36 groups. Yeah, and it was awesome, man. It was just, you know, I mean, I get God bumps talking about it because it was just growing and you know, there was meetings popping up everywhere and I got involved in opening some new meetings and you know, when they have their anniversaries, it's pretty cool. You can go and say you were at the first meeting, you know what I mean, and you were sat there at it. But we went through a lot of struggles. We grew pretty quickly though, and the good thing was though that people were willing to be involved, you know. We filled positions pretty regularly at that point. I'm trying to think of some of the other struggles we had. We really weren't struggling a whole lot with, we just kept gaining people, gaining groups. You know, the message was getting out there, and all of a sudden our area got so big again. the wee area just eventually, I think there was over 40 some. I think I have the minutes that I went in Bram. I save everything. But we grew again to a substantial area, and that's pretty hard. I mean, my personally, when you take a position and you go to look like, okay, you're going to do H&I, how many institutions you got to fill, and you know, when the area is real big, it's a little bit overwhelming. Just like PI, when you're looking to see all the libraries and you want to go see and all the places, and it's overwhelming for one person to say, okay, I'm going to do it, without having the sufficient people to help them. So I'm going to share a little bit about when we started the WE area, and that went from 96, I think, to 2000, 10 years. In 10 years' time, there was 40-some groups in the WE area. So what happened again was we got together again and decided, I was fortunate enough to be involved with two areas. So then we decided that we were going to try and small and, you know, get a smaller area so you can more efficiently carry the message again. Hit the institutions and everything else, and we actually formed another area called the One Area, Westmoreland Area Narcotics Anonymous. And that was I'm pretty sure it was 2006 we started that. And that was under the same thinking, to get together and to more sufficiently, the whole purpose is to get the message, to carry the message to the still suffering addicts, and nobody need die of this disease, you know. And we started that area with seven groups again. Six or seven groups. Now, the WE area stayed, and our area, the WE area, we started one and started growing. But here the problem there, which was totally different from the first area, was we weren't, first couple meetings there was people, but then we weren't getting the support we had when we started the WE area. It was pretty crazy. I mean, there was, even today, there's a lot of positions open in that area. But it is cool to see how areas start and all the enthusiasm, you know, is put forth, like writing the bylaws. And that was, there were some long hours of sitting down and writing and trying to, you know, because every once in a while you get your personal opinion in there, and that can't be in there. And, you know, so it was a process that we went through. And we did it again for the one area. But it was a good time, and I'm grateful for Narcotics Anonymous and for starting that area, because, like I said, it gave me the opportunity to go in head over heels, and they say get in the middle, and I got in the middle, and thank God I built a foundation, you know, so I can stand on it today. But that's about all I got. Thanks.
And the next speaker, like I said, I give you a lot of, you guys know ILS from the Brownsville. There is a place group.
That'll work.
Hi, my name's Alan. I'm an addict. And I don't know how these guys remember stuff that happened so long ago. You know, just like, to be honest with you guys, I really didn't think I was going to be doing this. And last week I was driving home from a football game up at State College, and 9:30 I get this call on my cell phone. And I'm looking at it, I'm zooming down 22, and I don't want to answer it. I don't want to wreck it, get pulled over by cops. I remember, who in the heck is this? And I called him the next day, and it was him. And then he asked me to do this, and I'm like, man, you're asking me stuff that happened like 16 or 17 years ago. But to be honest with you guys, starting that area in service has been a big part of my recovery, man. Seriously. Seriously. Because when he said about me, give yourself a break, that meeting was just started. I probably had, maybe 2 or 3 years clean at the time. And I remember I was the secretary there. My sponsor, he's from the old NA. I didn't volunteer. I got volunteered to do it. But, you know, and then service has been, you know, such a big part of my recovery, because like Pat said, through service I got to meet so many different addicts and just talk to so many different people and get so many different views and stuff on Narcotics Anonymous. I remember a few years back, I think the World Convention, the title was Diversity is Our Strength, and I'm a man, I can get into that. Because there's so many different views on it. And, you know, when I was rolling up here, I asked Dan, I says, man, I'll do it for you, but I need a copy of the agenda. You know, just like Pat was saying, get the cobwebs out, and we really get together what I need to say. And I walked in his room up there, and he goes, hey, dude, I got something to tell you. Or, now what? And it's like, you weren't like the first real ASRDer. There was somebody before you. Her name was Cindy. And, you know, she did take the area down to the region and tell them that we were starting a new area. And to be honest with you guys, I remember the first area chair, Herb Lawton, he was a good friend of mine at my home group. And him and Cindy were talking to me about being the ASR. I had what? Probably about 7 years clean at the time. They're, come on, man, we need you. And like Pat was saying, I remember at that first meeting, there was some people there with some light clean time. I mean, you know, probably a few of them had more than like 10 years. And they asked me to do it, and I'm like, well, what am I getting involved in? What do I got to do? And they're like, you got to get out into the region every 3 months. I'm in the region, you know, down in Pittsburgh. And it was like so cool, man. Because for the first time, and I became a service junkie after that, but one of the steps down, I told Dan, I've been retired for a few years. The best service I can do today is like hug the newcomer at the door and set up my home group, man. But anyways, and I was there, you want me to do what? Get into this what? 8 or 9 hour long meeting down at their regional office and, you know, take those guys' conscience down there and hear what they got to say and bring it back. And you know what? I'm not up here to promote anything or tell anybody what to do, but it really, like Pat said, really jump-started my recovery. I met so many different addicts, and, you know, I had a sponsor and, like, a small wee, but through service, I got a big wee. I mean, it was, like, crazy. And I remember, like Pat was saying back, when the Southwest area, he was down at the Sahara Club in McKeesport. And we were joking around because it was always in the afternoon. And he was joking around, well, I didn't want to go because the Sealer games were on. And I'm like, yeah. But I remember us starting that, the area. And it was like so cool because I started some home groups. And, you know, being a part of an area. And when he called me up and said that, I'm like, wow, this ride's been pretty cool. But the value of starting that area, like Pat said, you know, it was needed. And, you know, I was ASR, and through going down and taking the area's conscience down in the region, that communication, man, did I learn a lot about NA. And I learned a lot about regional service. And after I was done with my ASR position down there, I met a lot of addicts down in the region. They says, well, we want you to come down here. And I'm like, no, man, you know, he's dope. You know, wait, I'll do this for the area, but I'm not, you know. And I eventually was like the vice chair of the region, the regional chair. And then I got really into service, man. And then you couldn't get me away from it probably till I had like 14 or 15 years clean. My sponsor told me one day, he says, hell, you got to get out of this, man. You got to take a back seat. Let someone else experience this. Because I was one of these addicts that thought, and it ain't forward if I walk away. Boy, it's still here. Like they were saying about the egos and stuff. Oh, God. I remember when Pat and I, Dan, were writing them bylaws over at that church, that Friday night meeting. I don't remember the name. We were in a little room, and, man, we had it, like, right in front of us, the bylaws from the Southwest area. They were like right there. And it was so simple. The only thing we have to do is take it from here and put it to here. And man, the complications that came with taking it from here and putting it to here was unreal. I'm here, through my experience with service, the dope fiends don't like black and white. They got to twist it and turn it all the time to suit them, man. So like when I seen them 9 groups at that first agenda, man, I was saying, yeah, when I first got clean, there was give yourself a break. In Greensboro, Hugs Instead of Drugs, and Monday Night How. He can remember a couple others that I can't remember. remember the first three meetings. It's like, it's taken off. Because I was talking to Dan, and I remember when I came there, I said, there was either like 20 or 25 meetings there at the time. Remember, I was talking to you on the phone about that. And I remember, wow, the interest is cool. Narcotics Anonymous, you know. Like, there's a purpose for this. And I was talking to my sponsor, you know, and he told me, he says, there's a purpose for what you're doing, man. And don't hurt yourself trying to figure it out. Just do it. And, you know, service has been so cool. I've been to, like, through the region and stuff. I don't want to get off on a different tangent, but I've been, like, to world conventions. Pat and I, the first year we started that area, we went to Marlikna. And I'm telling you, man, that's a heavy experience. That's a heavy experience. That was like the first time I went, like I sat in the back and they had all these guys from the world. I'm like, just like, don't look at me, man. Because I thought, you know, but because it was a lot of heavy stuff. And then I started thinking, like, from an area to a worldwide view of NA and service. Wow. And I remember me and him, we were laughing. He slept in and I went running before I went down. But so much. I mean, what I got from starting that area, man, was crazy. And it was just, like you said, we just needed the H&I was kind of backed up and we needed to do different things. And then I swore when I left the region, I'd never do service again. I said, I'm done. My sponsor told me that I was done. But me being the good dope fiend, I come back. I don't know the exact year it was. It was early 2000. Maybe middle of 2000, I chaired this area for a while, man. And I miss it. I always tell people, go ahead, you know, I'll make the cut. But there's, you know, I'm always, through starting this area, no matter where I go, there's a connection there. And there's always, to be honest with you, someone's always talking to me about something in Narcotics Anonymous, man. The guys that, you know, I've been clean a while, and the guys that, like Pat and them that's come up to me with it, we're always talking about something, and it's so cool. We always play Remember When. You know, it's like Remember When. We play that a lot, and it's like, wow. You know? But, when I was sitting there listening to Pat, I remember, man, the experiences you had from starting this area, it's like unreal. Why did a dope fiend like me get them? But it's so cool. And, I, you know, when I talk about service, I remember Pat and I did something down Club Serenity about a year or two ago, and it was about service. You were there. I was talking to you about it. It's like, it never stops, man. I was telling a girl I live with, she's an addict, and I says, you know what? I always tell my sponsor all the time, I says, you know what? I've got clean to live, you know, but every time I turn around, there's always something from NA coming down the road. And, you know, when it comes down the road, I'm very grateful that I can still be a part of it. Because, like I said, these guys and all this, it was one heck of an experience. And it feels good to be a part of something that special, man. The area is doing good. I don't know nothing about this second area to pass with, man. I don't know nothing about it. You know, these guys, whatever they're doing, God love them. They clean a day at a time, whatever. Because, like I said, when we first started, they were a part of us. I don't know. I'm not going to get into it. That's their stuff, man. That ain't mine. But I'm just real grateful that you guys are here, man. Have a good day. I'm done, man. Thanks.
Where am I at here? Once again, I want to thank Kyle and Pat for coming up and speaking.